learning, sponsored by Rabbi Mrs. Eli Meir Redick, Le'ilu Nishmas, his father, Rabbi Yaakov David ben Abba Moshe, Olam HaShalom, on Yom Aleph Chanukah, which I think is his yahrzeit. We are up to the top of the page of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. However, in order for us to be in the flow of the sugya, I will go back. I will go back to the two dots, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines in the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis. I'm not going to reread the Rush, but I'm going to reread the Gemara, so we should be able to flow into today's Gemara in an easier way. Amar Rav, Mekel Adam Kogufa Betar. A person can lighten the hair of his body using a razor. It's a nice way of saying cutting it off. And it's referring to the hair on the Beis HaShechi, which is the underarms, or the erva, which is the pubic area. But he can cut it off, right? We'll see in a sec, yeah. You want to use the word shave? Use the word shave. The words mean he can remove his hair. Amar Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva is Eloika. Seems that he gets Malkus for the love of Layubash Gever Simlas Isha, because he's acting in a woman way, which right away teaches us something we'll run it later today, that Layubash is not limited to clothing. It's not saying just don't wear a dress. It's also saying that, but it's not saying that only. It's saying don't act womanly. Men shouldn't do things reserved to women, and women shouldn't do things reserved to men. That's what the pasuk is saying, right? So Mamela, the Gemara, no kasha. Rav allows it. There's noise in the background. Please mute yourself. Abatar, Abamitzvarayim. There's a difference between a razor and scissors. Razor is usher, and scissors are Mekel Adam Kogufay. Frank the Gemara, Rav Nami Batar Kamar. Rav said tar, he didn't say scissors. Gain tar, he meant close with the scissors. But Enochinami, a tar would get Malkus. At this point, real Malkus, and scissors are permissible. That is what Rav said. If somebody removes the hair of his Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva, again, I'm not going to translate it every time, it's underarms and pubic area, like it gets Malkus. Same thing. Mavir means remove.
But we don't know if it's erased.
Again, we're trying to figure this out. But yes, Malkus. There's another Bryce that it says, Now, the truth is, the contradiction could have been asked from Bryce's. One Bryce says, Hayez Eloika, and the next Bryce says, it's only rabbinic. So the contradiction is built into the Bryce's. But instead of doing that, we asked from one Bryce on Rav and from one Bryce on Rabbi Eichelah. The answer of that will answer the contradiction of the Bryce's. And for the Gemara, my like and Nami to come in with Rabbanon. If one uses a tar for Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva, he will get rabbinic Malkus, which is called Malkus Mardis, which the rules are slightly different than regular Malkus, or at least according to some Rishonim. And therefore, if we're not dealing with biblical Malkus, we're dealing with rabbinic Malkus. So let's go back. Rav permits it with scissors. The Brisa that bans it is talking about a razor. But it's only banned rabbinically, and when the other Brisa says, Leica, when the other Brisa says it's rabbinic, it means it's only rabbinic. And when the Brisa says Leica, it means Malkus Mardis. When it says Leica, it means Malkus Mardis. Rabbinic Malkus does not mean biblical Malkus.
Being used with a tar.
Tar is rabbinic, Misparayim is mutter. At this point, all this is subject to change.
There's no
Doraisa
right
there. No Doraisa. Well, there are Doraisas, but not about cutting off hair of these areas. None of this is Doraisa. If in the Amri, others say, Amr Abchir Barab, Amr Abchir Yechelen, Hamavi Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva, Loika Mishum Layubash Gever Simlas Isha. There goes our answer according to the Ikka the Amri. But according to this version, Rabbi Yechelen identifies biblical Malkus. Leica, Mishum, Layubash Gever Simlas Isha. So the answer we gave is not negated. In the first lashon, it worked perfectly. And we're not saying the first lashon is wrong. We're offering a second lashon. First lashon worked beautifully. Second lashon has now an issue. Mesvei. Havarasar, Eina Medivri Tyrell, Medivri Seifer. Right? The answer we gave that Leica meant rabbinic doesn't work here because we're saying now that it's biblical. And this Brisa says it's only rabbinic. Zog de Gemara, Udam, Rekai, Tana. Tzemach, Leikis, Tana. The Tanya, Amavi Beis Hashem Erechachi Beis Erva, Harza Ayvim Shmayu Beshgeva Sumlitisha. That's what this Tana says. So it's a Machloikas Tanoia. So the Ikki the Amri way of resolving this is that it's a Machloikas Tanoia. And that would be by tar. Pashtas, that would be by tar, not by scissors. Scissors, Rav says it's mutter, and we don't know yet if there's a machlokes of that or not. We don't know. I don't remember it being anything. It could be yes, it could be not. I don't know. But at least this way, we're not saying that everybody is on the same page and we can live happily ever after. We're saying it's a machlokes tanoim and we can live happily ever after. It's a machlokes tanoim. Dr. Rush, I said, "Loy kibush shum lo yobash, but keeping the crumb I see, since it brings a pasuk, alma loy kibush the raisa." Okay, zok the gemara vayter. The Tanakama, "Hai lo yobash gever my dorish bay." This Tanakama, who says it's only rabbinic, the first price that we learned. This is unlike usual Tanakama. Usual Tanakama means in the same price there are two versions, opinions. This is not two opinions of the same brisa. These are two different brises. So we're referring to the first brisa, and we're calling him the first Tana, meaning not the first Tana of the brisa, but the first Tana of the brises we just brought down. So the Tana Kama, Hai lo yubas gever my darish bay. What does he do with the words lo yubas gever? If he's saying that there is no love for removing Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva, this is a woman thing to do. So why is he not learning that this is a law? Why does he disagree that this is a law? And for the Gemara, Mibay Lele D'Tanya. He needs it for something else. The lie. Says in the Pasuk, Lo Yia Kli Gever Al Isha. It shouldn't be...
I don't have the question.
What?
I don't have the question. Since you shouldn't wear... The wife, why is she... Since you shouldn't wear the garment to wear it. Yeah, he holds that doesn't refer to wearing garments. What's the question?
Isn't there anything on shaving? So you okay?
It's rabbinic
for
shaving. Fine. What's the question?
Again. Let's continue and see how the Gemara learns. Frank the Gemara, Vatana Kama, Ilayub is Gever, my daughter's babe. My lady is Tanya. The Pasuk says, Layia Kli Gever Al Isha, but Layub is Gever Simlas Isha. Two things here. La'yir kli gever al isha, that a woman shouldn't have kli gever, and a man should not wear simlas isha. That's the pasuk. Two lavin, one for a woman, one for a man. Now, ma talmud leimar, what does la'yir kli gever mean? Im shloyubash ish simlas isha, the isha simlas ish. Is the pasuk coming to tell me that they can't wear each other's clothing? Har kvar nemar te'evahi. It says, in the end of the pasuk, that this is a toeva. This is an abomination. The ein kan toeva, and this is not a toeva, if they don't, meaning, I'm trying to work it out. Right, I'm trying to say how the Rush learns it. The ein kan toeva, and this is not a toeva. Wearing each other's clothing is not an abomination. I mean, it's a law, maybe, but the Torah calls it an abomination. What's abominable about it? Elosh lo yubash ish simlas isha v'yesha bein hanashim, v'isha simlas ish v'teisha bein hanashim. That a man shouldn't wear the clothing of a woman and sit by the women, disguise himself as a woman to be with the women, that's an abomination. Because he's trying to strike up relationships with woman as a woman, but he's really a man. And that's an abominable thing to do. And the same thing, that's the Tanakama's shot in La'yir Kli Gever. So the question was, doesn't that Asher Kli Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva? And the answer is that Tana holds, the Torah is only asking something that's abominable. And shaving off Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva is not abominable. It's not abominable. And even wearing clothing is not abominable unless the person parks himself by the women and the other person, the woman, parks herself by the men.
Just wearing the...
Rabbi?
Hold a second, Harvey, yes.
Just wearing the other clothing. This is a Tanaya, though.
Says ki ta'ei v'hi. The pasuk says it, not me. Don't do A and B ki ta'ei v'hi, because it's an abomination. Again, we're not pasuking halacha now. I want to make that clear. Nobody is to walk away today with any halacha l'maisa. Please. We're not having halacha shir here today. The question of mutter and asur doesn't exist today. We're learning Gemara different from the Amram.
Is
an explanation. It's not an assay. Assay is a thing to do. This is not a thing to do. Or sometimes an assay is don't do, but here the assay just says, if you do that, it's a teva. It's a result. It's a consequence. Yes, Harvey.
Why? What's the source for the Tanakhama to say it's not a toeva in and of itself, just wearing, switching clothing? Is it just a subjective opinion by the Tanakhama that it's just not enough? Or is there, why does he come up with this, just a blanket statement that it's not a toeva, literally?
The toeva is used in reference to Arayas or to Avodah Zarah. I don't think we use toeva as a general statement. I don't think it ever says, and it might be wrong, what I'm saying now is I'm putting myself out on a limb. I don't think it ever says that if you eat chazer, it's a toeva. It's wrong, but I think that words toeva are reserved for Avodah Zarah and Arayas. I think. But I might be wrong.
Then why doesn't the Tanakhama cite that? Say that.
He does. He says, how can you say this? It doesn't hit the bar of teva. Can't be shot in the buffet.
Am I missing something? Does he cite that and say that? That this is what it's reserved for?
No, he doesn't say that because he assumes you know that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, obviously I don't. Okay.
I'm just saying, that's what I think.
You're hurrying up here and then you teva?
I don't know. You're assuming that every time a person puts on a dress, he has a hira avera. Not if he wears dresses every day, you know what I mean? Sitting amongst women dressed like a woman is toeva. What are you there for? Okay, anyway. I understand. Well, Rabbi Margaret doesn't like dresses, yes. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Eimer, Minayin Shreitei Te'isha B'Kli Zayin LaMochama. How do I know a woman is not allowed to bear arms? Talmud Eimer L'Yir Kli Gever Al Isha, V'Layubish Gever Simlas Isha, So Yisakin Ish B'Tikuna Isha. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and says, the love is much more than clothing. It's to tell me women are not supposed to do things reserved for men, and men are not allowed to do things that are reserved to women. And therefore, women can't bear arms. That's a manly thing to do. And a man can't put on whatever he puts on that women usually do today. It's very hard to find, right? Because men do everything and women do everything. So it's very hard to find something uniquely woman and uniquely man. But if there was in those days that women wore certain kinds of makeup and perfume and whatever, and men didn't, so it was man acting womanly. Dr. Rush.
What?
Dr. Rush first. Dr. Rush, how can you see him in Milton or Blasim and Yaakov? I'm sorry, you wrote before. I can never be safe in the crow. He's a baby. Says in the passage, it's an abomination. If you're collecting the fruit, you're racing the crow. You cannot learn the race of that way. I got no like a teva. There is no teva in the change of clothing. A person would do that in order to build a relationship that doesn't end well. That is eye makeup. It's playing with his hair, different shatim. And not to remove that. So Rabbi Zeman Yaakov is the pattern that says that's included in the love, biblically. And the Tanakhama holds that what's included in the love is wearing clothing and sitting amongst the women. So here you are, this thing, according to the Rabbeinu Yaakov, you can make an argument, what's the Toeva about putting on makeup? What's the Toeva for a woman to bear arms? But obviously the Tanakh expands it to include anything womanly and anything manly, biblically. And the Tanakh said, no, it has to be something that's a direct Toeva. Cutting off Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva is not a direct Toeva. So here is your Machloikas Tanoim, whether Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva is a Deraisa, or it's not a Deraisa. Yes, what is your question, Dr. Harris? No question.
You mentioned these are two Avim. When it comes to the Tayag message, is this considered one or two?
I didn't take a look in the Chenach, I have no idea. Take a look in the Chenach, I can't answer, I don't know the answer. Why you're asking doesn't make a difference to me. It's a good question. I don't know. The Chinuch has a list of the Tayag mitzvahs. I can't say I can quote them. I don't know how he counts this. I would think two, but I have no riot. To me, it makes sense to say there are two different ones. One's a man, one's a woman. The different rabbis. Something about
Rabbi Schultz. I hear the reason why I asked.
If you want to tell me, it's a date.
When we talk about how many mitzvahs women have versus men, I don't remember anybody saying that's one of the differences.
Why doesn't it say she's not mechuyev gever simlas isha? I don't think that's a question, because a man is not mechuyev in being a nida either, and a woman is not mechuyev in zav either. I think it's talking about those that can be both, and it's only one. If it can't be negeya either, it's not listed amongst the lavan. A man, a woman can never be a zav.
Thank you.
That's what I think. Nothing my right to Amr of Nachman. But Nazir Mutter. The last so chasuk of us say. And Nazir is allowed to take off Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva, even though it has nothing to do with the Zeris. All he has to do is cut the hair off his head. Zakir of Nachman, he can cut off his hair Beis HaErva, Beis HaShechi. Not, it's not us biblically, and it's not us rabbinically. Why? Because he obviously doesn't care about making himself look nice. He's not doing this to make this himself look different. He's obviously in a state that he's manuvel. His hair is totally cut off. Doesn't look like Mr. Pretty. And if he does it, it's not the reason why the Torah asked it. We don't pass him like that. We don't make exceptions like that. Zok the Rash, but Nazir Mutter. The Kivin the Megaleya Kol Roshai, B'Yoyim Kalois Nazirasai. He's cutting off all his hair. Leket Tikkun Isha, Mavores Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva. He's obviously not interested in Noi. Usually a man would cut it off to make himself look more appealing, more nicer. He doesn't have those hair that quote unquote a woman was considered ugly, so he's considering it ugly, right? But the Nazir is not interested in beauty. The Raya is, he's cutting off all the hair in his head. Therefore, there's no answer. The last Hilchos HaKavasi, if you take a look at Tysus, he speaks it out more sharp. Not called something that makes him nice. The tyrant doesn't want a man to beautify himself like a woman and a woman to make herself look like a man. It's not happening. That's what it said. Amar le Rabbanan, the Reb Shimon bar Abba. I think it's Reb Shimon. Could be Reb Shmuel bar Abba. I have no idea.
Shimon
bar Abba. Chazina le Reb Yechanan, the last night. I saw Reb Yechanan doesn't have pubic hair. I saw he doesn't have it. Not underarm hair and not pubic hair. Now, why can't we say it's with a scissor? And Rav said that's mutter with a scissor. It's only us at Tar, either biblically or rabbinically, but it's not us with a scissor. The answer is, the Rush tells us, because there was no hair. It wasn't like he cut off and got close. Either he took it off with a razor. It's the only, he could never get that close with a scissor. And I saw Reb Yechanan doesn't have it. If it's us, sir, why in the world? Does he have no hair of Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva? And don't tell me scissor, because the looking at the air, the lack of hair tells me that it's not a question of a scissor here. And for the Gemara, so he told them, his old age, his hair fell out. He doesn't have it because he's old. Reb Yechanan was very old. I think, I'm not sure, I might be wrong, if I remember correctly, he was around 200 years old when he was Nefka. I think so, but I'm not sure. He was. But when he got old, he lost his hair. Dr. Rush, Chazinu Leil Rabbi Yechon, the last day Beis HaShechi, Beis HaHerbo. The Yoda, the Misparai Me'evshin L'Galchon, Kokach Samuk L'Basar. And he knew that with scissors, he can't cut it off that way. Answer is, it fell off because of old age. Zokta Gemar Vaitre. Ahud Yichayev Negiza Kamed Rabami. There was a person that was Mechuyev Malkus in front of Rabami. Pashtus, it was Rabbinic Malkus. Pashtus. Because we'll see in a moment that it couldn't have been Biblical Malkus. He was Mechuyev to get hit from Rabami. Rabbinic Malkus, he had violated something that one gets Makkus Mardus, which is Rabbinic Malkus. Now, there's many reasons that I say it's not biblical. I'll say the first one. Rabbami lived in... No, he didn't. Rabbami lived in Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't give Malkus. So I don't know why I saw that he lived in Bobo. He didn't. Igloi Beis HaShechi. Chazid Loi Megaleach. As they were preparing him for Malkus, they uncovered his underarms and they saw he had not cut his hair.
Why he was getting
no, it doesn't say. It could be biblical, but we're going to see in a moment that it can't be biblical. We're still in the middle of the story. You know, we can't jump to the end of the story. It takes out the excitement.
Why does having armpit hair show that you're
a tzaddik? So that's it. Amalai Rabbi Shavku, leave him alone. Don't give him Malkus. Damon Chavrahu, he's our group. He's a good man. Obviously, in those days, that was a simon of what you were. People who weren't so good were cutting the hair of the Beis HaShech and Beis HaErva. And people that were better were not. And Rabbi saw that, he said, pull back. Now, if it were biblical Malkus, he has no right to do that. In rabbinic Malkus, it's Bezin's call. So some want to say, he said, don't give him as many. But that's also a rabbinic call. Some want to say Shavku means leave him alone, don't give him any. Dr. Rush, Ahud Yechayim Negidu Malkus, Igloi Beis HaShechi, Kishivitu, Begad of Malkaisa, when they undressed him. The Min Chavrayahu, Begyada da Asal Habe Beis HaShechi. He knows the halacha. He knows and keeps the halacha. And therefore, treat him differently. He's at a different level. He violated something. We were supposed to give him, I see he's a different type of person than I thought he was. Now, today, would it be a raya? I don't think so. In those days, that was a raya. Today, if they saw he doesn't have internet in his house, they would say, Mechavrayahu, you know what I mean? Whatever madrega they would want the guy to be on. Let's give my advice to boy, Minei Rav Merabchia. Ma'u legaleach. Can I... Yes?
I've had ladies with clay Zion.
Yeah, we're not learning halacha now. If that's what you want to know, we're not learning halacha now. Trust me. Trust me, it's a major issue. It's one of the issues they bring up, a woman serving in an army. It's one of the issues. Women serving in the army might be tu'eva also, but that's not the point now. Not getting involved. Staying away. That's what I like to do here. Stay away. Stay away from controversy. Then he said it's Yerek Vayavar. But, again, that's the... Now, theoretically, I'm going to get into trouble for saying this, but I'll say it anyway. Theoretically, if all women started carrying guns, you can make the argument that it changed. Like, all men are dyeing their hair, so, or all men are doing things, it changes. The question is, can it change like this, on this also? Big tumult. Targum Yonison, and that passage translates, L'hiyak l'gever al-isha, a woman should not carry weapons. So he says. So, again, the Gemara says it, Rabbi Yaakov says it. So the question is, can something basic like that ever change with culture or not? See responsa that deals with this very heavily and leave me out. Right.
Responsa to talking about army?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Response is talking about a woman wearing, carrying weapons. She can carry mace. Can a woman carry a gun to protect herself? So that's what they talk about. For protection might be different. She's wearing it to protect herself. If she walks around with a gun because she's afraid to walk the streets, that might be mutter, because just like Halacha says, she can wear a man's coat when it's 13 degrees outside. As Halacha says, not consider wearing a man's coat because she's doing it just for warmth, not for dressing up like a man. So they talk about all this, and therefore I'm staying out of it because I don't know enough to answer the question. And also it's not Halacha here, as I mentioned before. Ahudi chayv negida kameid or abidatari. Boy minay rab merabchia. Maul galayach. Can I cut off my base erev and base hashechi? Amalei aser. You cannot. Now the question is, what did Rav ask? And Rabchia told him aser. Was Rav asking scissors? But Rav paskin scissors is mutter. This is Rav. Rav is the one that started the sugya and said that in scissors you can cut your hair off. Now Rav seems to ask Rabchia, and Rabchia tells him it's aser. Zokta Rosh. Vayminei Rav, Rabchia maul galeach. Ein lefaresh. You cannot ask. Explain. The misbarayim vayminei, that he was asking scissors. The kibin amalei Rabchia aser. Heicha, amal Rav lo lemutin lohakum misbarayim kentar. How could Rav paskin its mutter if Rabchia told him aser? Let me stop the main with the polygon of Rabchia Rabbe to say that he's arguing. Rabchia told the master, and he said, "Ha ha!" Now you have to jump. He wouldn't say "ha," but he would disagree. Elamau legaler batar. He must have asked, "Can I use a razor?" Now that makes problems here. He asked, "Can I use a razor?" The rest of the story becomes more difficult. He told him, "It's usher." I'm like, "Oh God, what am I supposed to do? It's growing. It's bothering me." I'm like, "By Paxi, son of the wise, Zman Yeshloi." It only grows for a certain time. At a certain point, it falls out. Meaning, it reproduces. It will never grow out of control. These kinds of hairs grow, and they stop growing at one point. And they fall out. The next one grows, but it doesn't go past. They don't have to worry about it. It's not going to grow to a point that it gets uncomfortable. That's the story. Now, if he's allowed to do it with a scissor, this makes a difficult thing. So let's see what the Rush says. Amalei Rabchia Aser v'kagadlu b'tema. My parech, what's the question? L'galchem misbarayim. If the discussion was razor, so Rav says it's growing. Cut it with scissors. Rabchia lo yaser b'tar. That's the Rush's kasha. If we're talking about tar, so then Rav's question, but it grows, what am I supposed to do, is a non-question. You know the answer. I told you tar is aser. I never told you a word about scissors. They grow and it bothers me. Listen to the fact. Since this is going to end up bothering me, Rav was saying, why can't I use a razor? I'm doing this to save myself from tzar. And to save myself from tzar is not included in the answer. A woman can wear a man's coat because in 13 degrees she's trying to save herself from the cold. I'm trying to save myself from the uncomfortable feeling of having these hairs. So therefore I should be able to do bitar, as our Beit Tam learns. So grab al kagadlu. I'm not doing it because I want to look myself nice. I'm doing it to prevent tzar, so why can't I use a razor? So he answered, it doesn't grow enough to give you tzar. It's not going to happen. It falls off at a certain point. So you have no hetzer for tzar. So why using a razor to make yourself look beautiful? That you can't.
When it's 200, I mean, it's really hard to tell someone, is that the tzar?
Again, tzar, if he said it's growing and it's going to bother me.
Eventually it will stop.
It stopped growing. It won't bother you. Okay. Zok the Gemara weiter. The next Gemara, I'll read it, I'll translate it, but I'm not 100% sure what's going on. Maybe Rabbeinu Artscroll will help me. How does he translate lochuch?
Scratch.
Can one scratch the hair of the base erva?
In order to remove his hair.
Right. In order to remove the hair? Can he use his hands to remove the hair? Now the hands will get just as close as a razor, because it'll pluck the hair out more than a scissor. Amale Usser told him Usser. The big daimahu. What if it's through the clothing? And that is not a tikkun isha. No woman would try to remove her hair using her hands through her clothing. So it changes the way it's being done. Women do it with tar. Women will do it with their fingers, but they won't do it with clothing. Amalei mutter. That would be mutter. Dr. Rush. He's doing it to remove the Beis Erva. That's his intention. That's not going to be like a woman.
Plucking his hair, that's like using a razor.
Again, you want to know how long the mitzvah? I said it before you came, and I said it since then once, and I'll say it one more time. It's not halacha l'maaseh here. The Gemara is saying that if a man intentionally plucks his hair out of the Beis Hashem,
talking about his head.
Well, no, we're not talking about his head.
I'm just talking about here.
Why shouldn't he be able to pluck his hair out of his head?
Because he said pulling your hair.
Of those areas.
It's like using a razor.
Can you pluck hair out of your beard? Is that your question? No, I don't think it has the same look of tire. I don't think so. It's a good question, but I don't think so. I think that has to do with tikkun isha, what a woman would do. Yes? I'm sorry?
I didn't see what
really
was in
the road. Towards the end, big demai. Well, I skipped that rush. I did the two rushes after that. What if he wants the middle davening through his hair, through his clothing, scratch his Beisa Erva? Is that mutter in the middle of davening? Right? What does davening have to do with this? I think that is because, what does he say? I know what, I'll go with Rabbeinu Artsko here.
There are contact with these areas during prayer. It's certainly forbidden. Rob asked whether it's been to scratch them with one's clothing.
It means to touch one of your clothes for sure. Now,
of course, you're touching an uncovered part of your body.
What is he?
Because in davening, you're not supposed to touch certain places of your body. How about through clothing? That's the question.
The end of your jacket, you shouldn't scratch, right? Like one layer. Okay.
You can't scratch.
That's the question.
If you're in davening, you can't scratch yourself?
Again. He asked him a big daimai. I'm like, oh, sir, but let's look at the kibbutzai. And we don't pass him that way. So now, what is your question? Dr. Ash, Igadi Ami Betrila Bibig Damai, Shumaspao, Mao the Chakig Bibig Dai Besa Shechi Besa Erva. Amale Azur, the last of us to give us say that luck is not that way. No, Trila has nothing to do with that. Trila is a guy that he's have lice. What did the Rishayim say he has lice? The Mepharis. He's scratching himself to get the lice off. Bothering him in the middle of davening. But he's not allowed to touch his body. Nothing to do with the history of the new dialogue.
Is there a
halacha
about going under one layer of clothing during davening? If you wear your jacket under your shirt, you want to scratch under the jacket, you shouldn't be doing that.
Maybe it was
It's a valid question. I never heard it before. I mean, I think a person in the middle of davening should be concentrating on davening. I think I should also learn how to concentrate on davening.
You can't concentrate.
You know, this is the Bali Muster will tell you that if you daven the way you're supposed to, then nothing going to bother you. I'm not holding there. That's why I said the Balei Musar will tell you. I think I read from the altar from Kelim, he never yawned in Shemayin Esrei. Would you yawn in front of a king? How could you yawn in front of a king? I read that about the altar from Kelim. And every time I yawn in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, I say to myself, you're not the altar from Kelim. One reason I'm not the altar from Kelim. Altar from Kelim said, nobody yawns in the presence of a king. If you're called into a king, nobody yawns. Why not? Because you're too on your thing that you should yawn. You're too on guard. So the Altar of Kelim never yawned the middle of Shemayin Esrei. He was standing in front of the king. Every time I yawn, I tell you, every time I yawn the middle of Shemayin Esrei, I always say, there goes the Altar from Kelim. It's a fact. And the Balei Musar will tell you, you only feel things if you're not involved in something. If you're really involved in something, those things don't bother you. They bounce off. Again?
What was the ending on
the olive?
He said it's usher, but we don't hold that
with it? Yes, we hold it to mutter. Okay. That's what it says. Again, don't pass him from a Gemara. Okay. Never pass him from a Gemara. We don't pass him from a Gemara, ever. There are many times, it happened to me this time, it's mutter, but many times that the Gemara says, halacha, and we don't pass him that way. So, it's not halacha here. Look at the Mishnah writer. We're continuing our story. The story was, there were two people walking. One of them became tummy. We don't know which one. So we gave them a whole formula of what to do. They come at the end of 30 days. One of them is tummy. One of them is tar. They both take haircuts. They bring together one. They bring a chatas wife and an eilus behema. They both take haircuts. They count another 30 days. They bring an eilus behema. And they say, whoever used the chatas before will use the eila now. Whoever used the eila before doesn't need this now. And everybody lives happily ever after. That's what the Mishnah said in the last Mishnah. That works wonderful. But what happens if one of them died? And now, this one guy is stuck being a Suffolk Nazir. Now, he can bring a Chatzasayv, but he can't take a haircut because he might not be Tamei. It may be his friend who died was the Tamei. He can bring an Eilus Behema, but he can't take a haircut. It won't help him because he might be Tamei. He'll have to bring this second, meaning he's stuck in the sense, that he has nobody to say it's either mine or his. The Chatzasayv can come out of Suffolk. That's not a problem, right? That's not a problem. The problem is, he's going to have to take haircut. And if he takes a haircut at the end of 30 days, it might be Nazir Tameh, it might be Nazir Tar. And then he takes the haircut 30 days later, right? It depends. What?
Earlier is tummy.
That's fine. You can take two haircuts. That wouldn't be a problem. The problem is, if he was tar the first time, I don't know, what is he, how did he explain it? I'm missing something. I'm missing something. What's the problem if one died? Did he say? He must say. That's the end. That's the solution. What did he say is the problem if one died?
He just says it leaves the surviving Nazir to extricate himself on his own. That's all.
Okay. We'll see it later on. Maybe. Right. I mean, the truth is, we're going to see what the end of the Mishnah says, what I just said. Forget about it. I'm my mistake. Somebody died. He has nobody to bother to play off of. His partner is gone. What does he do? I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Now, Yeshua says a solution that the Gemara is going to point out. That's an unnecessary solution. Yevakish Echem and Ashuk. He goes out to the shul one day or at a marketplace. He says, anybody want to do me a favor? Become a Nazir now. And at the end of 30 days, right? If I was Tamei, you're bringing your carbon, not. If I'm Tar, I'm bringing my carbon, and you're going to be a Nazir after 30 days. Meaning, accept your Nazirus Al-Tanai. It's either now or after 30 days. If it's, meaning, depending if I'm Tamei or not. If I'm Tamei, you'll be a Nazir now. If I'm Tar, you'll become a Nazir after 30 days. and we'll bring kabbalas after 30 days, it'll either be yours or mine, and we'll bring kabbalas after 60 days, it'll either be yours or mine.
Rabbi, does a Nazir have to be sincere?
Let me explain the wedding question. He's asking somebody to be a Nazir for 60 days, but only 30 days will be Naziris, but he won't know which 30 days. So he'll have to keep all the halakas for 30 days, 60 days, but he won't know whether the first 30 days was Naziris or the second 30 days is Naziris. That's what he's asking for, a volunteer. Yes, Harvey.
Does a Nazir have to be sincere?
Well, if you get a guy to do this, he better be sincere. Why else would a guy want to do this in 60 days?
Well, you're saying he's going to do this guy a favor.
That's sincere enough.
All right. What if he can't find a victim, so to speak, and he offers to pay him to be it? If the guy accepts money for being a Nazir,
there's nothing wrong. There's no halakha that forbids it. It's amazing. It reminds me, I had a kidney transplant, Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, Kilui Tzomnu, that I recovered, but they asked the donor 100 times, is anybody paying you? Are you doing this for money? Why in the world are you donating to somebody you don't even know, that you've never heard of? Because they can't imagine the altruistic thing of donating a kidney for somebody. It's beyond their reach. Is it your brother? Is it your father? Why in the world would you do a thing like that? Why are you giving up a kidney? 100 times they'll ask the donor, are you sure nobody's paying you?
Has
they paid him? What? Has they did pay him? Oh, boy. You cannot donate a kidney for money. Absolutely not. It's against the law.
It's illegal.
Law.
It must be.
Yeah.
They send out emails. There are plenty of strangers that do it, so they must
do
it every time. Like that.
I didn't. Well, we know does it all the time. But I'm telling you, I know what the guy went through. Everybody that donated will tell you that they asked them 10 times. No, they don't ask if you're related, because you have a reason. But a guy is giving to a kidney to someone in Dallas, Texas, which happens all the time. I'm saying it never happens. But percentage-wise, Jews make up X amount percentage of the population, whatever it is, and they're 20% of the live donors in America are Yidden. So the guy can do it.
What percent?
20%. I think I heard 18 to 20% of the live donors of kidneys in America are Jewish people. Renewals on 1,500 transplants in the last 10 years, whatever it is, right? So obviously, because Harvey mentioned getting paid to be an author. The Torah doesn't ban it. Right. Im tamei yisi, hariyat nazir miyat. If I'm tamei, you'll be a nazir right away. Im tara yisi, if I'm tar, hariyat nazir after shleishim yayim, you'll be a nazir after 30 days. The side from shleishim yayim, mevim carbon tum of a carbon tara. They bring both. Im ani yoha tamei, carbon tum is shali, but carbon tara shalach. If I was tamei, then I bring the carbon tumah, and you're bringing the carbon tara, because you were a nazir right away. The manil atar, carbon tar shali, the carbon tumah besafik, and the carbon tumah was brought for no reason, but chatas haif can be brought for a safik. The saifim shleishim yayim, mevim carbon tara. They count another 30 days, and they bring a carbon tara. The manil atar, may carbon tumah shali, was mine, but carbon tara shalach, and this was yours. But that carbon tara, see, this is my tara. The manil atar, carbon tara shali, the first one, because you only became a Nazir the last 30 days. That's Rabbi Shua's solution. So Ben Zayma says to him, who in the world is going to want to be a Nazir for 60 days? Such a far out thing to get. Like, what kind of solution are you offering? You're finding somebody that's willing to become a Nazir either now or in 30 days? Ella, Ben Zayma says, I don't see a problem. It's very simple. This guy is either a Nazir Tamei or a Nazir Tar. He brings his carbon at the end of 30 days, two of them, a Chatas Haif and an Eilas Behema. He says, if I'm a Nazir Tamei, this is my Chatas Haif, the Eilas and a Dava. And he takes a haircut. Then he waits another 30 days and he brings an Eilas Behema. He says, if I took care of my Naziris, this is an Adava. And if I didn't take care of my Naziris, I'm taking care of it right now. Why does he need another partner? Chatas Haif can come on Suffolk. Chatas Haif is one of the kabbalas we allow to be brought, even if you don't know if you have to bring one. So bring a chatas alive. Say, I don't know if I need it. If I don't need it, I'm allowed to bring it. If I do need it, I'm allowed to bring it. And I'll bring along an eilus behem, and I say, if I didn't need the chatas alive, here is the eilus behem, which allows me to become a take off my hair from a nazir tahar. Then I wait another 30 days. Then I say, listen, if I was a nazir tameh, I need to bring one for Naziris Tara. And if I was a nazir tahar, so I gave my oil already, and I'll give the rest to the kabbalist. Why in the world does he need a partner?
And the rest of the kabbalist permitted?
The second time, not the first time.
Second time, I'll put.
Either he was a nazir the first time or the second time. So Ben Zayman says, I don't understand your Bishul.
What is there we being to try to avoid? I mean, surely the chutz is not a problem there. There's no
That's what Ben Zayman is saying. What do you need a partner for? You can do this all by yourself. He said, you can't find a partner, number one. And even if you could find a partner, what do you need one for?
There's no
chum
bazar here.
No chum bazar.
Why did he ask the question that first Mishnah that we had?
Because the first Mishnah needed that both might have been Tameh. So they both needed a solution. So they can bring one Chatas Aif that'll count for either one of the two. But now there's only one guy. He's Suffolk Tameh. Let's say there was never a second guy. Reuven is a Suffolk Tameh Nazir. So what does he do? So if he says, go get a partner. What does he need a partner for? First of all, who's going to partner with him? Second of all, what do you need one for? You can take care of this yourself. Amalei ben Zayma, Misha Mei Loi Shida Kenegda ben Nazir. Who is going to listen to him? Elamei Bichatasayv, the Eilis Behema. At the end of 30 days, he brings both. The Eimer, Im Tamei Yisi, if I was Tamei, Chatas Mechavasi, the Eilis Nadaba. The Chatas is my obligation, and the Eilis is Nadaba. The chatas misafik. You're allowed to bring a chatas misafik. The cipher shleishim yaimi counts 30 days. Or maybe carbon tara, the aymar, imtame yaisi, ha'ila reshain in the dava, the zuchaiba. If I was tame, the first ha'ila is in the dava, and this is a chaiba. Imtara yisi, ha'ila reshain a chaiba, the zu nadava, the zu sharka bani. And here's the rest. Amar Abishua. That means he's bringing his Ayla at different time than he's bringing the rest of his Korbanos. When he has a partner, it's the partner's Ayla. But he is bringing his Korbanos half here and half there. But there's no problem with that. Exactly. In fact, the Gemara says Rabbi Shua didn't mean it either. Of course you can bring your Korbanos L'chatzayim. Because even if you have a partner, you're doing that. Because somebody's bringing the oil and bringing the rest of the stuff later. Yeah. Dr. Rush. Saibrim Chalashim Daimi Yam Shinad Rashaini. Requirement to me besafik. Hainu chata sa'if habala safik vein in a chalas. That's what happens. You don't eat it anyway, so there's no kutch of eating in the azara. No chulim bazara. And you're allowed to do the malika. It's halach in the Torah. It's halach in the Maishim. It's Sinai. The chata sa'if can be brought on a safik. Maybe Chatas Aif the subject of Mr. Ziris. The Asham Loi Maisi. Krabon on Lael. Rabbi Lahi, we Chatas Aif the Asham Amayna. Right? The Asham of a Nazir Tameh he cannot bring. Because that he can bring on a Safik. Right? So therefore he just starts counting without bringing the Asham. He'll never bring the Asham, by the way. Because how is he supposed to bring the Asham? That's going to be a Gemara's problem. And Meretz Hashem will get there. Nim says that maybe Kabanais of the Chatzayim. Doesn't bother them that you're bringing your kabbalah to chatzim. Everybody's going to have a wonderful day and a frail.